Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Yivamis, Perik Vav, Mishnah, hey, Kayan Hedyit, Laisa Elenis. Elenis is a 20-year-old woman who we know because of certain characteristics that she is not going to be able to have children. The Torah says, Peru Revu. It's the first mitzvah asay in the Torah. So therefore, really, it's also for any person, as the Batanura explains, whether a Kayan or a Yisrael, to marry an Elenis. Unless he has a different wife and he can have children from her. So Kayan Hedyad lo yisa Elenis, Elim ken yeshla isha yibon. So you have to touch these words carefully. Elim ken yeshla isha, unless he has another wife, he could have children from her. Ubanim already has sons from another wife. So if this applies to everyone, why does the Mishnah say Kayan? The answer is because we're soon going to learn a machloikis in regard to kahuna. What's the machloikis? Rabbi Yehuda says, when it comes to a Kayan, Avu bishi yesh lo isha yibanim lo yisa elenis. Anachanami, a Yisrael. He has a different wife, he already has children. He can marry an Elenis. But for a Kayan, that does not clear the way. He still can't marry an Elenis, even if he has another wife, even if he already has children. Reason being, Shehi Zayna hu amura betayda. A Kayan cannot marry a Zayna. The Pasuk says, Isha Zayna v'chalala lo yikachu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, although the Elenis didn't do anything wrong, there's no tainas against her, but technically she's considered a Zayna because of her situation. So she's included in the word Zayna that the Pasuk talks about. The Chachamim say, Ein Zayna, that Pasuk is talking about a Zayna, is not referring to El Giyores. The assumption is if she's a Giyores, she may have been Mizana with someone. And the same is true for a Shivcha Kinanis, although now Meshuchredes, that she's been freed. But before she was freed, the chances are that she was Mizana with an Eved Kenani. Or, Meshenibla Bilaznos, if she's not a Giyores, she's not a Shivcha Shenishtacher. But we know that she had relations with a person that was also to her. Whether it was just a lav, whether it was an Isser Karis or Mises Bezdin. But in regard to the Elenis, there's no pagam. She was never with the wrong person. So Memela the Chachamim say that she is not considered a Zayin. So our Mishnah told us that whether a Kain or a Yisrael, one cannot marry an Elenis unless you already fulfill the mitzvah of Peru Revu. We're going to see later how many children you have to fulfill that mitzvah. We had a different wife that could still have children. Rabbi Yehuda says when it comes to a Kayan, even if he does have children, or he does have another wife, he cannot marry an Elenis. An Elenis is included in the term Zayna, although she didn't do anything wrong. But the Chacham disagreed. The Chacham say a Zayna is only a Giyores or a Shivcha Mishuchreres, because the assumption is that she was Mizana beforehand, or a regular Bas Yisrael that had relations with a person that was usher to her. By the way, the Rambam paskins that an Elenis does not have a din of a Zayna, and if the Kayan still has another way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Peru Revu, she is mutter to him.